Well, I guess now we know why Nintendo doesn't have any other, like, big games announced, you know, for this holiday season. Must be hard having your entire IP catalog die. You know, they really got to scramble. It's like, okay, what about the guys from Urban Champion? Can we bring them back? Are they still with us? Or what about the... whatever the fuck was in Clue Clue Land? Then are the numbers from Donkey Kong Jr. Math still with us? What do we have? Banjo? No? Fuck. Shield's a mess. Wall Street Kid. Can we get him in here? Picture that. I mean, I'm asking you to picture something pornographic, so if you're under 18, don't picture this, I guess. Picture what Snoop Dogg just said there. And picture him actually yelling 187 with his dick in someone's mouth. And how ridiculous that is.
Or card. You are now ready to enter the car wash. Please proceed by following the directions.
Cars in neutral. Everything's closed. Picture if it was Kirby's mouth. Now check out my deviant art. Mission to make that happen.
Watch Tony trade a gang of hoes. Painful like hearing the news, like when your man go. hands low, windy at times. Watch the room shake, the girl love to sit out the song. Now watch your water break.
It's gone. The world in the palm of your hand. It's gone. 22 million of beautiful land. It's gone. The scene in the black woman. It's gone. The world deep from Wu-Tang Clan.
Got a scar on their face. It's a cold world and this is ice. Half a meal for the chip. Askew on Sirius XMU, and yes, I promise I will play you the new Deer Hunter and tell you what we know so far about the next Deer Hunter LP, coming up in less than 15 minutes on this Thursday. But next, back-to-back songs by Adrienne Lenker. I'll play you one from her band, Big Thief, a tune we especially love from the past couple of years from their album Capacity. But first, a song from Adrienne's new solo album. She just released Abyss Kiss in early October. This is Symbol on Sirius XMU.
Has helped kids just like yours. This customized program doesn't just mask your child's issues, but gets to the root of the problem. If your child is not making friends, is disruptive in school, or life just seems a lot harder than it needs to be, it's not that he's not trying. He just can't change what he can't control. The Brain Balance program can help. If you feel your child falling further and further behind in school, don't wait. Call your local center today and find out how Brain Balance can build the strong foundation your child needs for a brighter future. Visit brainbalance.com for the center nearest you.
This is the return of Hulk Hogan first. That's the direction that I would go.
See, maximizing his impact to return.
Listen, this show, this Saudi show, is a bought show. So maybe the Saudi prince said, oh, I see you have Hulk Hogan back in the mix. I'll give you $1 million for him. Okay, Hulk, you're going to Saudi. Let's say this was not a bought show and this was a WWE live event like every other live event in the world. Do I think that they would have sat back and went, let's bring Hulk back to Saudi Arabia? No. And maybe he's on the show for extra star power because John is not there.
Do you think they may have added him knowing when they knew John was off the show, when the new Cena was off the show, do you think that's when they added him?
Quite possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Just for star power.
Do you think this is also potentially a way for them to kind of dip their toe in the water with Hogan? Let's not throw him right back on in the United States on TV. Let's put him on this show. It's a different crowd. Do you think it maybe eases the potential backlash of a crowd reaction to Hulk Hogan?
Why would
putting
you
him in front of that crowd?
Yeah, put him
Why
on this
you
fucking
make the first segment on the brand new opening of your show if you weren't ready to go full bore with it.
In the open, it's the open though. You don't have to see him.
So you think an American audience? So if you're a fan, where do you live, Matt?
I live in Pennsylvania.
So you live in Pennsylvania. So you're watching Crown Jewel tomorrow, and you're not exactly back on the Hulk Hogan bandwagon. And tomorrow you see him on Crown Jewel, and you go, oh well, look, he's back in the ring at Crown Jewel. People are cheering him in Saudi Arabia, so I'm willing to accept him now. Yes,
accepting. It's just knowing that he's back. You wouldn't be surprised. You kind of know it's coming. Now it gives you, maybe accepting is, you're not fully accepting, but you're understanding that he's back in the fold now. This is how they brought him back. And you know what? It's conditioning the fans. He gets cheered. Okay. He's cheered. I'll cheer him. Now there's going to be people that don't cheer him at all, ever.
Do you think that there's a chance? Okay, so let's take, I'm going to give this the worst possible scenario of Hogan being booed. Since Hulk made disparaging comments about the African-American community, and we all know the word that he used, what if he were to show up in the United States at a predominantly African-American city? Do you think there's a chance he'd get booed there?
Yes.
Okay, so to your point, they're preconditioning the people for acceptance.
Somewhat. They're easing him back in. This is a way to ease him back in.
Okay. I think that they've already eased him back in. I think this is more of a case of Cena can't be there. We need some star power. Let's bring Hulk in. That's just my opinion. I don't know for a fact. I don't do what these other guys do and try to find out the rumors or the this or the that. I can care less about all that crap.
But you think they started the process enough already, whereas I'm saying this is more of the next big step, or this is the big step to me. They've done enough?
I would have never brought him back in Saudi. That's just my own opinion. I would have saved them for a big show. I would have used them for Survivor Series. And return of Hulk Hogan.
What's your angle on that one?
Oh, I'm talking about if he was going to be like a general. He's not going to be a wrestler, right?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
So he's going to come back in a spokesperson or a general manager-esque way or something. I don't. Whatever the thing is, I would use Hulk Hogan on Survivor Series as a means to drive people to the network. The return of Hulk Hogan at Survivor Series.
Can you leave it open-ended like that? Just the fact that he's going to be there?
Yeah, because now if you leave it open-ended like that, just like they're doing with Saudi, now it's like, well, I got to tune in. I want to see what they're going to do with Hulk Hogan. I don't know how much you can do with him. Is he a manager? Is he just a spokesperson?
Sounds like he's the host of the show, kind of like he did at WrestleMania a few years back.
Okay. But, like, if you're going to... I understand that they're making him the host of the Saudi show, but if you were to bring him back on the main roster, or is it that they're not bringing him back for anything like this? Is he just going to Saudi to be the host, and then we're done with Hogan until we need him for any kind of special type of appearances?
It sounds like Babe Ruth, right? He's an ambassador. He is, okay, we celebrate the career of Hulk Hogan in the company, and there's appearances to be made on behalf of the company and signings and all that, and you can bring him in for special events as well.
Yes.
I don't know
if there's a shining representative for the company.
Would you like to see him as a general manager of Raw or SmackDown?
No. No interest in that.
Okay. Then other than that, is he a manager for somebody?
I think that's an interesting way to go about it. I don't know if that's a babyface manager, if it's a heel manager. I mean, I think that's quite a rub if Hulk Hogan's going to endorse you. Wouldn't you agree?
Is he the GM of NXT?
Wow. So you replace Regal, who people love in that role, who people think, and I agree,
fuck,
does the best of anyone in that role.
Just throwing stuff out there.
Could be a way to bring eyeballs to that show. Little old, little new. I think that's an interesting way to go. Well, we'll see. After this show, what'll be the next step for Hulk Hogan in the WWE? We'll have to find out. All right, we'll come back. Speaking of NXT, was somebody listening to the show and heard a conversation we had over an hour and a half?
When you talk about segmenting out the WWE fan base into different types of wrestling fans, and people who like different styles, and people who care about slightly different things when it comes to wrestling and wrestlers, Hogan on NXT would be just about the worst fit you could fucking have.
You can hit me up at the Happy Hour WHB on Instagram and on Twitter. You could also hit up Sway at Real Sway Instagram and Twitter.
For a quality recording, when this one starts, just the sound of the production, the quality of it is stunning. And then we get into what Peter Gabriel had to say and sing about. You get the good stuff on First Wave. Why would you wander off anywhere else?
XM's place for sounds of the 90s. Ugh, not those sounds. This is Lithium, an alternative and grunge mix that's off the hook.
Throughout the rest of the day.
Mr. Black, well, you were unnecessary, but you got in the way, so I had to take you out.
Sorry about your damn luck.
Basically.
And great job by the Nation today, too, with the whole NXT talk.
The other way, and I'd have never been a word, but as it is, I'll dream of her tonight.
Oh. Times of need, the playlist is here for us. All right, no, I'm not gonna listen to it. Let's see what you have provided. You did this. This is your fault. feel like I've heard this song more over the past 6 weeks than I have in the last 6 years. And I don't want to hear it at all. Madonna and the record label was in on the joke with this. They're just like, oh yeah, no, we're gonna make a hot hit for Madonna. Don't you worry. We're on it. Oh yeah.
This, you can't touch this, 'cause I'm a
like lost music for a Sonic CD sequel.
Lots of fun, open up your love and all you want.
Hey, did the Quiet Man actually come out today? Press releases about that game actually shipping. I just thought, yeah, I'm never gonna listen to a mariachi version of music from Turtles in Time. And I think there's something about me that is disappointed in humanity that it exists at all. And I know that's like a shitty thing to think about people just making music, but someone like used this track for like a hey, coming up next, like it was, you know, they're doing like a comedy cable network thing, and this was like the next up on Channel 7. I can't remember what the fuck it was, but man, that's all I can think of when I hear this song now. These two cars are not moving, and these people seem angry at each other about that car's bumper being bumped. Y'all got bumped. So, like, I really only want to hear the first 40 seconds of that song. Oh. Oh. I didn't realize this playlist contained the classics. Kind of makes me want to hear the Funk Shop, the clean version. From the fire department who is merging into this lane in a bad way in front of me is really fucking up my shit. Just get a little bit further over into the lane so I can go, because there are too many cars coming. And now people behind me are doing the thing where they, you know, are can get into the lane before I can, so they're sex abuse. I don't think that's a crime. There are a lot. I mean, there are. Not to say there are no crimes around sex, for sure. But sex abuse, I don't know if that's a proper name of one.
Just got you, the world always sings. girl that you try.
Got the windows down now. Let all these fuckers know. I had to do it to them. You know, I had to do it. Consumption and discovery has changed is like, I don't know who performs this song originally, and I have never heard any version of this song other than this one. As far as I'm concerned, this is a Kidz Bop song. I've heard it like 3 times. It's terrible, but like, just no fucking idea. Like, there's no lane in my life that allows music like this to get to me. Back, 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 oh. used to be a way for music like this to get to me. Which is why when it comes on, I go, ah, this fucking shit-ass song. Occupies a similar space to that fucking Robin Thicke song. Dedicated to that. It's really good at sucking. It's the fucking best. Oh. Fuck.
Bitches thinking they can touch this. Fuck, I look like an iPhone. Bitches talking like it's daytime. They ain't even in my time zone. Bad bitch smoking big gas. Puff, puff, bitch, no pass.
Fuck, I white look bitch, like an no big gas. Are you fucking kidding me? If you're in there talking shit about Len, I will fight you. Fuck, I look like an iPhone. Bitches talking like it's daytime.
Fuck, I look like an iPhone. Bad bitch smoking big gas. Puff, puff, bitch, no pass. White bitch with a thick ass. I'm on a bitch pass. I get whiplash. So you looking assholes, keep watching. You ain't stepping with a pot. Look at when I'm working in a car. Look at when I'm pulling out the lot. Look at what I did for the coach. Why you think they label me a boss, bitch? All up on my brand like a toast. Now I got the flavor in the sauce, bitch. In the off switch, yeah, the plug got two on. Tish gone, tell me what the fuck is you on? All I do is stay fresh like a new phone. All I do is run numbers like a new phone. Last week got a coupe and it's coke white. This week got a coupe and it's two-tone. Double up on a bitch on a book night. Double up on a bitch with the crew on.
fucking radio. Don't you ever touch a black man's radio, boy. You can do that in China, but you can get your ass killed out here, man. I'm gonna show you real music. Yeah, that's real music. You hear that?
That's real music. Hear that? That's my second favorite DDR song. This one's my first. licenses for $59. Cannabis Abundant. Join the club. Licensed partners. And that's just something I don't know that I'll ever get used to. We'll see. Like, just billboards for weed. Just billboards saying, like, yo, we got that shit. Just come in and get it. Sure, like, that'll, it's just, you know, that's the norm, that's the new normal, the National Organization for the Reformation of Marijuana Laws, and I guess that's just how it's gonna be, but yeah, it's just, well, whatever, I wonder if there'll probably be, like, more red legislation around how it gets marketed and sold and stuff, because, like, you don't fucking see cigarette ads anymore. Advertise this stuff less than a block away from a fucking school, from two schools, the school right here, the school back there. Also, this is Broadway, where all the strip clubs are, so maybe these schools have larger problems than weed billboards. I can't do, I've never had an interest, ironic or otherwise, in S Club 7. Just not. I just don't have it.
Still efficient. Did you know I found no wings, only married to the
like this song. I don't like Bruce Hornsby. I don't like The Range. Yo, fuck The Range. I don't like the Mandolin Rain neither. God damn it. Good, you know, Thursday.